together.
Live.
Uncensored.
Radio Free America. Another exciting, informative hour is warming up. Rick Adams is on fire.
Indeed, indeed, Rick Adams is on fire tonight on this cold New England evening, and we are here tonight on the end of the week of the first week of the new year. Welcome aboard, and the program Uncensored Radio Free America is just that. Well, we're looking forward to speaking any moment now with Dr. K from overseas. He's overseas somewhere. He's not come back. He's working very busily, Dr. Oregano, out there in the seas of Europe, I believe, and he intends to be with me tonight for the hour to discuss, among other things, the continuation of his book of Wrongly Blamed, who really carried out the 9/11 attacks in America, the London bombings, and the Saudi bombings, and much more. And maybe now we can add to that the goings-on in Pakistan with the assassination of Benazir Bhutto, with the evidence seeming to indicate a CIA-Mossad alliance of the neocons to bring down the government of Mr. Musharraf, who they, of course, have courted for destruction. Well, in any event, it's interesting to look at the Jerusalem Post just today, the English language version, and see what they have in store and how they view the situation in America, with McCain running for a strong showing in the upcoming primaries, and, of course, Lieberman, Joe Lieberman, who we all know as the, quote, independent Democrat, coming out and endorsing John, son of the devil, son of Cain, McCain. Yes, indeed. He is fit for the office of Prime Minister, of President of Israel, of America. And he, of course, would make another good puppy dog for world Zionism. And the record is clear on that. Other Democrats and Republicans in the United States Congress who are Jewish are making some of their favorites known. Of course, Norm Coleman, the Republican, is coming out for Mr. Giuliani. But it's interesting to look here at the view of the American political system, and nowhere in here do we see any of the Jewish lobby, Jewish Congress, or anyone else coming out and intimating any support for Ron Paul. And I think that speaks volumes in and of itself. He, of course, is a threat to the powerful elite who are running the show and attempting to bring about their kingdom of Satan on earth, the one-world government, the beast system, if you will, run from Jerusalem. And so it appears that Ron Paul is not getting a great deal of support from Zionists. And I guess that sort of gives him the heads up. It sort of makes him look a lot better to the average American, to those who believe in retrenchment of foreign interventionism, who believe in getting back to America first, all of the things that made America the land that she was for 140 years of non-interventionism. How do you like that, huh? So that should be very interesting indeed to see how these votes turn out, and the Jewish bloc in key states as well. So we will continue to watch that, and hopefully we'll be able to hook up with Dr. K very shortly after the break and talk with him tonight about his views. And also, he now is writing a book, he says, on Ron Paul. Well, what do you know? How do you like that? All right, 1-800-313-9443 is the number. I'm Rick Adams, Radio Avenger, the Paul Revere of talk radio for Dr. Ron Paul, right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Support RBN. We'll be right back.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardiovite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardiovite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased, and I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation, because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
Who listening out there has an electric bill? Oh boy, I sure do. Well, what if I told you that if you live in Texas or New York State, that same electric bill can be a lot cheaper? Would you believe me? Well, you should, because EnergySwap.com can save you up to 20% on your electric bill. No joke. EnergySwap.com has rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. Now, there's no cost to switch. They've got flat rate plans and even award programs. When you switch your service to EnergySwap.com, nothing changes except the size of your bill. Enroll today and start saving money right now. It's energy-swap.com. Or you can call 888-238-6397. Again, that's 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
Attention, this is an extremely urgent Republic Broadcasting News Bulletin. If you're interested in suppressed natural cures, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Listen closely. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test an amazing blacklisted herbal product considered to be the single most powerful traditional remedy on Earth. In fact, medical studies in other countries have been conducted on the astonishing effects this rare mineral-like compound has had on arthritis, obesity, energy, memory, and even reproductive health. Yet, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made at this time. However, it is still legal to own this compound, and right now a very small amount is being made available to RBN listeners in what's being called the most amazing and unusual offer ever made on radio. To claim your supply as an RBN listener, simply go to www.blacklistedherb.com. That's blacklistedherb.com. Shipments will be filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you move quickly. www.blacklistedherb.com or call 877-327-0365.
Rick Adams is back. Live, uncensored, Radio Free America continues on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
And we are back. Well, here we are. We have him all the way from overseas. I'm not going to say which country he's in, but he's out there. Dr. Kasim Khalil. Dr. K, hello there.
Hey, how are you doing, dear?
Well, I'm doing all right. We got you.
That's
great. We got you. One way or another, we got you here on the program.
Absolutely do. It's first time in a long time in the lovely United States, so it's good to be back. Really.
My goodness. We didn't know. When was the last time we spoke? About 6-7 months ago?
Yeah, I think it's been that long.
It's outrageous, and we've been selling and giving out your books, Wrongly Blamed.
We'll make some progress tonight.
Good. I hope so. You're working on a book about Dr. Ron Paul, aren't you?
Actually, I am working on a book on Dr. Paul. I'm almost done with it, and emphasizing his health care reform, which is spectacular, would totally revolutionize everything in the United States and in the world. Fantastic health care reform.
He hasn't been asked about that issue too much, has he?
Well, he's on the defensive. I mean, he's doing a brilliant job, but there's a constant effort to keep him on the defensive. But he's on the offensive at the same time in his own way. But, you know, unfortunately, the issue is to try to disparage and diminish, weaken, and undermine, not to find out what the man represents. Quite the opposite. I have proof, of course, of all of this, the exact corruption that he's undergoing, and I've experienced that myself. That's not any reason why I'm writing the book. I found it quite a curiosity that he had such a very useful health care reform, which he calls his Health Freedom Protection Act, which we'll learn about tonight.
Right.
And, Yeah.
I'm very anxious to hear a little bit about that from you and what you think of it, because you have been in the forefront of freedom of choice and freedom in health care.
It's very simple with his point of view. I mean, it's the Constitution.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's like the... It's about... you know, we got all this complicated litany of insanity in our, you know, in front of us through television or even the internet. Well, not so much the internet. So you can scrutinize that pretty well. And, you know, what about the Constitution? That's why I would say he's like Honest Ron. I mean, that would be a good moniker.
Now you know why he's been kept off the debate forum of networks like Fox News, the supposedly constitutionalist, conservative, patriotic network.
Yeah, exactly. My foot.
And it speaks reams, doesn't
it? Fox News, the serious level of corruption, just outright lies, diabolical lies, even to other networks, even to other newspapers. For example, the L.A. Times. L.A. Times inquired to Fox, saying, hey, you know, what's this deal about Dr. Paul being excluded from one of the important debates?
Right, I saw that.
You know, and this was, here's what happened. Over the weekend, a Fox News spokesman told Top of the Ticket, which is an L.A. Times blog. It's a legitimate L.A. Times blog.
Mm-hmm.
So here we go. Let's talk. Over the weekend, a Fox News spokeswoman told the L.A. Times that the New Hampshire Republican Party gathering, you know, they gathered six, Fox excluded him from this.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
See? And so, you know, they inquired with Fox. So the L.A. Times is saying, okay, Fox, why exclude him? And Fox said, oh, we didn't do it. The chairman of the GOP excluded him.
Yeah, I know it.
Now that, then, you know, the Times contacted the GOP in New Hampshire, and the GOP said, what? We don't have any business excluding candidates.
Mm-hmm.
It's not in our tradition, and I quote, in the party's tradition to exclude candidates.
Yep.
And suggesting that the media should not be in the business of excluding candidates. This is RICO time.
Mm-hmm.
Fraud and deception.
Yes.
Business infringement.
Racketeering and corruption.
Particularly unconstitutional, illegal act.
Mm-hmm.
It's highway robbery for the American public. That's what they're trying to protect, is the robbery of the soul, most importantly.
Yeah,
the heart
and you
soul.
Get Rupert Murdoch buying up more media outlets on six continents virtually and taking more control with his empire. And then you have the Bloombergs and others.
Yeah.
The same game.
To me, unless Dr. Paul is on Fox News, one shouldn't turn it on.
Yeah, absolutely.
There's nothing of any
boycott
interest.
It. Yes, absolutely. Yeah, do not watch it.
I mean, and God help you if you have stock in that. I mean, it's just blatant lies. Now, you have 300 million people here that want to live their own life. They don't want war. You know, America didn't elect Bush to go fight 16 conflicts. They elected Nixon. Do you know that the American people may have saved 200,000-300,000 lives, maybe a million lives, by kicking Nixon out, or, you know, at least pushing him to get out?
Mm-hmm.
Who knows? And who wants to get killed and have their children maimed? And look what happened to these young kids from America coming back with no arms, no legs. For what? What's the reason? Give me one.
Well, I think it's in your book. If you people have read your book, Wrongly Blamed, the reason is pretty apparent.
It is, and also the words of Muhammad. Those two books make it categorically clear what in the world the basis of the attacks are against Iraq, even against Afghanistan. I make it more clear than anybody. Even presidential candidates can't match the clarity in these books, because I guess I can say it a little bit differently.
Mm-hmm.
What in the world do these wars represent? And they don't represent the American people. You know what? No one can disprove that. Let's have anybody to prove me wrong that I said just now that these wars do not represent the interests of the American people. You know, let someone prove it wrong.
And with what's going on in Pakistan as well, the
assassination. Well, you got puppet A and puppet B. Unfortunately for that lady, she got caught in the middle of this. She's been a part of it.
She was a useful pawn for the neocons, apparently.
No doubt. Destabilization of Pakistan was the purpose of her assassination.
Yes, and advancing.
The early media said it was an assassination. Suicide bomb. It's quite fascinating.
We saw that with Lebanon when Hariri was killed in Lebanon.
Well,
they immediately tried to blame Syria, and they said it was a bombing blast. And, of course, turned out that it was a missile strike. And who had the missiles to strike so quickly and so devastating?
Plutonium tipped. Of course, Hariri was taken out by the Israeli.
The Mossad, exactly.
Along with probably some cooperation on the U.S. side because he was interfering with the idea of bases there,
bases in Lebanon. Let's be realistic here. When you talk about the Mossad, you're talking about the CIA. Kennedy's problem was he didn't know where the CIA began and the Mossad
ended. By Netanyahu was CIA. It's an infiltration problem. What Americans have to understand is that pure American people, even if they're in the CIA and FBI, are not likely culprits for this degree of conspiracy against American people because you would probably get some leaks. In other words, if massive amounts, this is the difference I distinguish between the typical approach of Bush, Cheney, CIA, throw them up, is that if there was a mass conspiracy of the American groups, generally we'll get some information because there's going to be somebody that's going to get frustrated with it. But when you're dealing with the other more secretive element, you don't get a word. You have to find it out yourself.
Mm-hmm.
When you're dealing with the Israeli power brokers, with the Zionist group, they've been effective terrorists for God knows how many years, starting with the King David Hotel and before, but that's a very prominent example.
Mm-hmm.
You've got some very well entrenched groups, and yes, you're right. There is a role in there with our own agencies, but it's oftentimes through infiltration. As you know, all the nuclear secrets are gone through infiltration. Yeah?
And oh, absolutely.
So,
you are to be certainly pat on the back, with your work, your research you've done with regard to 9/11, the London bombings and so forth in your book, because we've had men like the former Prime Minister of Italy now coming into the fray and, yes, indeed, announcing that from his intelligence gathering and his knowledge, it was indeed the Mossad and the CIA.
He flat out
were
said
involved.
It was the Mossad.
Yep.
And there's the most fantastic video clip, which I will look up as we're talking, on the Internet that you must find.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently the Mahdi Army has done this. It is the best representation showing with explosive charges blowing to shreds the World Trade Center. So I will, as the show develops, I will hunt on the computer for the links.
Mm-hmm.
But this you have to see. And if you, for some reason, can't find it during the show, call in or something, but I'll try to guide you to it. Yeah?
Yes, absolutely. Sure. We'll have time for that. We got a break coming up in a moment, and we'll invite people, by the way, with a question or a comment, and we want to have you back again. Though you're overseas, we definitely want to link up with you as quickly, as often as we possibly can. Our number for Dr. K tonight, 800-313-9443. That's the number to get through right now, 800-313-9443. And don't forget, ladies and gentlemen, if you're looking for answers from what's going on in the world, where do you turn? Well, you turn to the Scriptures, 888-211-1715. Request Packet F. It's a free packet to all RBN listeners. 888-211-1715. And we'll be right back in 3 minutes with Dr. K.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Don't feel like the Lone Ranger. You've got the Radio Avenger on your side.
Hey, Rick Adams is on. Hey, turn your horse radio on. Rick Adams is on. Ouch.
We're on, yes, indeed, with Dr. Kasim Khalil, who's written the book Wrongly Blamed, now writing a book on Ron Paul. When will that book be out? Obviously, it should be pretty soon, shouldn't it?
I'll have an e-file or an e-book available maybe in a week
two.
But I would imagine at the end of January, I'll send it for publication. Maybe sooner.
Very
maybe
interesting.
Sooner. But, yeah, you know, it's going to take a month. But I hope to have an e-book done in 2 weeks.
Oh, good.
Actually, what I could do is anybody that orders, like, the Words of Muhammad and A Wrongly Blamed, you're giving a good price on The Wrongly Blamed anyway, but anyone that orders both of those books so that we can really get an idea of what's really going on, not so much media material, but historical and factual material, then I'll include an e-book for your listeners at no charge. So they could order the two books. And the ebook, I'll get to them as soon as possible.
And that's those that obviously who have the internet access. Yeah. That's the thing, yeah. Okay,
yeah.
That's
so
good. Well, you've got to join
the preliminary ebook of about 200 pages.
Oh,
yeah.
Excellent, excellent.
Yeah.
You're almost finished. Very good.
Yeah, I'm close.
Okay,
really
you want to take a quick call before the break here?
I was fascinated by his health care reform, but then as you get into it, you want to talk about his economic materials. Economically, this country would become exceedingly wealthy within a year of Dr. Paul's presidency. immediately the stock market, whatever that is, would stabilize.
Mm-hmm.
The property values would go up. The country would become flush in black in cash within a year. There would be great wealth. There would be great development. We'd be developing environmental devices. We would be doing huge amount of trade. The trade deficit would be erased probably within 2 years of his rulership or his presidency.
Oh, now you want to make all those poor, wealthy denizens of darkness unhappy.
I mean,
those are the people that are not, happy
group,
with it. You realize they're taking away their little cookie
and
jar.
And I think everybody should go, and any skeptic or anything listening, that's fine, but you all ought to go to YouTube and see this. I've got it up now.
Uh-huh.
It's, you know, http://, you know that, but A-U, like, A-U, mm-hmm. A-U, okay, youtube.com/MahdiArmy. This is a very good view of the terrible tragedy of the World Trade Center with the explosive charges, bim, bim, bam, 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 bam. It's not a conspiracy. It's a film of what happened. So you know, you be the judge, but you got to see it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Let's take a call from Canada. Byron is on the line. Hello, Byron.
Hey, Rick. How you doing?
Okay. Welcome aboard.
I miss your 2 hour show though.
Yes, we all do. We'll hopefully be back soon.
Oh, good. The other kid's doing all right, but he's just not you, Rick.
Well, you know, there's going to be different streams of audio, too, and that'll be announced, okay?
No, he does all right, but like I said, it's just with your two-hour show, though, you can just get more in-depth in subjects that you want to talk about and
obviously,
not rush so much.
Well, this is an appetizer now. See, this is what's good about it. So what do you have for Dr. K?
Dr. K, hey, I just heard you say something about there was a titanium-tipped missile that hit Harare.
Yes, all evidence indicates that there was definitely, and actually plutonium, there was some nuclear activity going on there, whether missile or of course, you know that one of the people that has done a great job, he's now died, no one knows quite why, but I've mentioned him in my book from Australia. He's proven that the Bali bombing was a fished-in micro-nuke, which was fished in through the ducts underneath the Bali nightclub to make it look like an Islamic attack, you know, because it's a nightclub, right, supposedly,
mm-hmm.
you know, this type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a micro nuke, and, of course, Wayne Madsen has shown that there was an Israeli airplane that was landing there, and that apparently some Israeli spies got blown up, and they had to haul them out, you know, uniform and all. So it was, I don't know if it went off too soon or what happened, but so one has to be suspicious of micro-nukes when you have that kind of an explosion, missile micro-nukes.
But, you know, Dr. K, like, I followed it pretty close, and I've never seen anything that suggested what you said. And I'm not, like, I've always said, like, when Syria had absolutely no, it didn't make any sense for them to do something like that at that time. Like, it was all the pressure that was on them already. Why would they be stupid enough mm-hmm. to add more pressure on them? But
on who there was pressure on who?
On Syria.
Syria.
Oh no, yeah, you're right. No, Syria was look, Hariri was fairly close to the Syrians, huh?
Yeah. But
because Hariri was not only a Muslim, but he's a bit of an Arab nationalist.
Yeah.
Right?
But the point I want to make, Dr. K, is you know, sometimes we gotta be careful too, like you know, it's nice to be able to, you know, to have proof of what one says, and I'm not doubting you or anything, but sometimes people do things. It's not always a conspiracy, and I'm not trying to belittle everything that you're saying, but I think a person has to be sometimes careful too. You know, like I said, I followed that case awful close, but I've never seen anything that you've suggested.
You mean about a micro nuke?
Yeah, not on Harare.
With Hariri.
Yeah, Hariri. I've never seen
that. No, it's quite well known that the Israelis have developed these micro nukes.
All right, we'll be back. Stay tuned, gentlemen. If you wish to hang on, go right ahead. We'll be back in 3 minutes with Dr. Kasim Khalil. I'm Rick Adams.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
If your body isn't feeling too well these days, you're gonna start taking this hemp, I say. Go to hempusa.org. You may not like what I'm about to say, but you know I'm gonna say it anyway. The government doesn't want the best for you. They keep you down, they keep you blue. They starve your body for all its nutrients. They won't let you grow industrial hemp. It really doesn't make any kind of sense when it's so healthy for the world and useful for you, my friends. I hope Mr. Bush will hear this song, for the heart of America wants this one. Go to hempusa.org. If you're a truther, an anarchist, or renegade, you only want things that God has made. Go to hempusa.org. We offer free shipping anywhere in the States. Go to hempusa.org.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
By some awful quirk of fate, the Morlocks had become the masters and the Eloi their servants. The Morlocks maintained them and bred them like cattle.
And here we are with Dr. K back again. Is Byron still with us?
I'm still here, Rick.
Yeah, okay, Byron.
Yeah,
all right.
Byron, let me help you out on that.
Yes, go right ahead, Doc.
You have to understand, Hariri and Nasrallah, you know, Nasrallah is the chief of the Hezbollah, and the Hezbollah would be regarded as the Israelis as their primary enemy or whatever.
Right.
And they weren't that close, but in 2002, there were some terrible sort of terrorist-type attacks in Lebanon. There was quite a bit of provocation, and Hezbollah was able to film that it was agents provocateurs. They filmed the agents provocateurs. They were trying to get a split between Hariri and Nasrallah's Hezbollah. They were trying to make it out like it was Hariri's government trying to create terror attacks. They gave the film apparently to Hariri, and they did not blame Hariri for this. Hariri thought that was very impressive, that his government was not blamed. So he contacted Nasrallah hours after the riots and set up an appointment. They got together and they became friends. Okay, now this is 2002. Then they started meeting for coffee till 2 or 3 in the morning, frequently, on a regular basis. You see where we're going here?
Mm-hmm.
Now that means the blending of two very powerful forces, one a billionaire with the nationalist, or I should say freedom movement for Lebanon, because these are Lebanese people,
right,
you know, protecting their borders. And then Hariri gets killed after he befriends Nasrallah, you know?
Well, I'm not doubting what you're saying there. Like I said from the beginning, that the only one that really benefited from this whole thing was the Israelis. But the point I'm trying to make is, you know, if we just go out and always blame Israel, and like I said, they probably did have a hand in it without any proof, and if something later comes out that shows that they weren't involved, it just makes everything that we're trying to bring out, it kind of makes it look bad. And that's all I'm
saying. Well, not necessarily, because the point is, this is the most likely scenario. No one said tonight about this specific thing that it's 100%.
Yeah.
This is you have to bring up the possibilities.
Yeah.
It's just like the World Trade Center. Everybody's blowing smoke. You got 3,000 to 10,000 people dead, and another 30,000 dying and dead from chronic disease.
Right?
Wasn't that worthy of being discussed?
Well, I don't think there's much doubt anymore about what happened with 9/11 anymore. But it's just like I said. I guess, you know, for the other people, you know, that's kind of sitting on the fence. It's nice, you know, if a guy could have, you know, it's like, here's the proof for it. And like I said, I'm not doubting you at all. Like I said, I said from the beginning, Israel is the only one that had it that would
throw,
benefit.
You've got to throw it out there, because, you know, everybody's pretty familiar that the Syrians were probably not involved, at least to the degree of, you know, designing the assassination.
And again, you have to go back to the old, you know, adage of Kibono, who benefits from it most.
Yeah. Well, there's more important things to go over. But, you know, you're talking about murder. You're talking about how many, you know, dozens of people were killed there. You're talking about the King David Hotel. You're talking about Bali. You're talking about the London Tube bombings. You're talking about mass murder, mostly the general public.
Yeah.
Of course,
no, like I understand where you're coming from, and it makes sense.
Yep.
But like I said, just for the people that sit on the fence out there.
Well, we'll always err on the caution side. Yeah. Agreed.
Now, did you, Byron, did you read the book Wrongly Blamed?
Actually, I've got it, yes.
You have it, right? Yeah. Did you read it, though?
Well, I've started on it.
Okay. Yeah, dig in deep feet first.
All right.
Yeah,
okay,
and then come back and see if there's any other questions you might have about it.
Thank
evidence.
You very much, guys.
All right.
Great
thanks
trip.
A lot.
You bet.
Thanks a lot.
Bye.
All right. Very good.
Interesting thing, and I appreciate Byron. He always calls in, and it's good to hear him. But it's a fascinating thing, really. We list Mr. Bin Laden as the number one hated man in the United States. This is a very common thing now.
Yep.
You know, number one enemy. Did Bin Laden attack the United States? And if he didn't, would we really describe anybody with the types of slander? And, you know, when the Swiss proved that his tape is a fake, it wouldn't be his tape, would it? This, you know, the second tape that the Pentagon somehow got from Afghanistan, where there's a guy that doesn't even look like him, but he has a beard.
Yep.
And he's got a military vest on, and it's
one
not
of many,
him.
By the way. Yep.
You know, and you know, so when the man actually says to Ummat magazine to mirror the chief of ISI in Pakistan for so many years, I think it was Mir Beg, he says, "Look, I already told everybody that I had nothing to do with it. I don't find it to be an appreciable act to kill innocents, women and children. In fact, I feel I'm a good Muslim, I can't even tell a lie. I've already told you." And 24 hours after the 9/11 attacks, he said, "I didn't have any foreknowledge, nor did I commit the acts, nor do I find it an appreciable act to kill innocents and civilians." I mean, you know, we have to look at the facts, as Byron said, but let's look at the facts. Let's not avoid the facts because we're afraid someone will assassinate us.
Yeah.
Well,
you know, to add to what you're saying, a fellow that I've interviewed and I've met in person, of course, is a gentleman who Gordon Thomas is his name. He has worked with the Global Intel was his organization, and he's very fortunate to have some inside information into MI6 over the years. His own father-in-law worked for them, and he wrote the book Gideon Spies, The Secret History of the Mossad. And in this book, he like others, including one who was part of the Mossad, has basically exposed the fact of how the Mossad has worked and how it operates really since the 1950s, to assassinate leaders, to assassinate the politicians, to engage in terror. And as you pointed out earlier, Dr. K, the whole idea is to destabilize governments of the world in order to bring them under their control.
Did you see what happened in Sudan?
Mm-hmm.
That the agent provocateur, apparently from France, had gathered up and took away from parents 120 children from Chad,
mm-hmm.
and they were going to take them, and they've been doing it, take them into Sudan, paint them as orphans, and make up a story that, fanatical Arab Janjaweed, which don't even exist, mm-hmm. Sudan is an African country, there aren't any Arabs there. And this is all fabricated, and now the Chadian country is suing these individuals for quite a few hundreds of millions of dollars. Does it get that vicious, people? Yes, it does, that we'll take children away from the parents to fabricate terror so we can keep this mantra of Islamic terror going. And it doesn't make any sense historically, because we know that the Crusades were a terrible time. But when Saladin went into the region after he conquered it, he said, you can stay. We're not going to desecrate the churches. We don't care what happened 100 years ago. We're not going to repeat that. If you want to leave, you leave. You want to stay, you stay. There are some rules. But, there was no slaughter of any kind, although the people before that, the Islamics, the people there, they lost 80,000 of their people, slaughtered in the bloodbath, and the Christian chroniclers say that the blood was up to the knees of the horses.
Mm-hmm.
That's how much blood there was, up mm-hmm. to the knees, up to the, of the horses.
Mm-hmm.
What Islamic terror are you talking about?
Mm-hmm.
No? When the Ottoman Turks saw the Jews floating around in the Mediterranean with nowhere to go, what did the Sultan of Turkey do? When they kicked them out of Spain, he took them. They're still there now, worshiping and living.
In the government, too, yeah. Look at Europe today.
Talk about facts. Where are they?
Yeah, look at in Europe today where you are and where you're, busy and with the business and so forth. You look at men like Sarkozy in France and how he, of course, is a former Mossad agent himself, we're told.
Yes, they've infiltrated that now.
Now, you see, what's happening is these governments in Europe now are changing rapidly. You've got Merkel in Germany. You've got him in France. You've got others, and all across the landscape, really, who are cozying up. They're cozying up, really, to Israel right now with Hamas. And this is a key issue.
When you give somebody $150 billion, you could own the world. Give them money with no strings attached of any kind and bankrupt the entire Western world, particularly mm-hmm. the United States. Why do you owe any foreign entity? I don't care what it is, Israel, Pakistan, why do you owe them anything? Sure, you could buy every security agency in the world. I could, too, if somebody gave me $150 billion. I could infiltrate the world.
And it's not even money. It's just the loans, the World Bank loans that have been used to bring countries under their control.
Yeah.
Let's take a call from Joe.
Not doing any good.
Joe Church. Hello, you're on with Dr. K.
Hey, Rick.
Hey.
Hi, Rick.
How are you?
Yes.
Hi, Dr. K.
Hello.
How are you, Joe?
Good, thank you, bud.
Good.
As we speak, the World Economic Council in Switzerland is meeting at this time. All the nations of the world are gathering to see how this economic situation is going to pan out, see what they can do about it.
Come up with some brilliant idea, I hope?
Well, I guess they're seeing that the stock markets are having a tough time of it, or at least they're orchestrated for having a tough time of it anyway.
Yeah.
You know, Rick and I have talked on this program the last couple of years about the political system worldwide turning into a religious system.
Yeah.
And now here we are in American politics seeing religious leaders actually running for office.
Supposed religious leaders. You mean like Huckabees?
Yes, and
Mitt Romney.
Romney and Barack Obama. That's Barack is a Hebrew name, and Obama is a Hebrew word. So I mean, we have a lot of people that are of different persuasions,
and they have that agenda, you know, indelibly attached to them. But the biggest thing is when you get compromised by going before AIPAC and the CFR. And you're just there, and you bow, and you submit.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the real agenda, isn't it? You know, you can paint yourself as a righteous, whatever you want to paint yourself, but your real righteousness or your real submission, instead of to the Almighty God, is to some human group who funds you,
who
hires your seat. Like you said with Obama, he's got his own special... coiter of Secret Service agents.
You notice how he's starting to speak a lot more like Dr. Martin Luther King now, too. It's very interesting.
Well, he's got
Reverend
a long way
Dr.
To go.
King.
He even stole some of Dr. Paul's one-liners.
Oh, it's just embarrassing. Go ahead,
you
Joe.
You make a good point about these sort of... we should really have a, I hate to say it, but kind of like a secular state with matters of faith driving the moral bones of the people, faith in the Almighty God, but not this mixing of this sort of...
Well, it's a false religion, you know, with false economics and politics.
Doesn't even answer it.
And
like
Joe, I think you wanted to make a point, though. Go ahead, Joe. Let's let Joe finish.
See, when the political system starts to flounder and fail, the religious system comes in to save it.
Uh-huh.
As in the book of Revelation 13... the political beast, the first beast, receives a deadly wound that was healed by the second beast in verse 11, who was actually a religious beast. So the religious beast healed the deadly wound to the political beast. Huh. And lo and behold, don't we see all the religious World Council of Churches and all these religious groups joining together to form a worldwide consortium that are actually dealing with political, economic, religious problems, but
with
mainly
their own agenda,
on that religious face.
Yeah, with their own agenda. And they make it... And you know something, Joe? BlueRockwell.com has a beautiful post on the Iowa Christian Coalition or whatever it was. On this post, he determined Dr. Paul was not allowed. I'm not speaking for Dr. Paul. I'm sure they would disassociate themselves from me, I suppose. But I do love the man, what he's doing, okay? And they wouldn't let him speak. They banned him and censured him from that. They have a 55,000-member group in Iowa. He was absolutely censured. And, of course, Mitt Romney went and Huckabee went, Thompson went, but not Dr. Paul. And when they inquired, they said, well, we only allow credible candidates here, you know, legitimate ones. So there you go.
But that doesn't surprise me. Does it surprise you that this is happening to him?
I don't think we're surprised on this end. I would have been shocked if they would have brought him in with open arms, despite the fact that he is...
that would have been the shock.
Despite the fact that he is a humble practicer of the faith, huh?
He doesn't preach. He just practices. I guess that doesn't count for much today. You know, words don't mean very much when they come from the mouth of a hypocrite.
Yeah.
And a guy like Huckabee, you know, with all of the ethics complaints against him and incongruities in finance and the way he's raised money and what he's done with illegals and so forth and so on, you know, here's a guy that really shouldn't even be on the set and on the stage. He should hang his head in shame.
CFR and he gave a very powerful, I should say, strong-worded lecture about war.
Yeah.
And
sure.
You know, our whole basis of the American empire is to fight the terrorists.
Uh-huh.
You know,
yeah. Well, that's any empire is to go and chase terrorists around the world, yeah.
You know,
but that's not the role of a republic, is it?
He said that obesity is the second war, because if you have a lot of obese children, how can they be used in war?
Mm-hmm.
We have to clean up the obesity so we can have more children to send overseas.
You know, in the book of in the book of Daniel, it said that this religious leader in the end times would destroy wonderfully. And how do you destroy wonderfully? By taking away people's freedoms and wrapping yourself in the country's flag that you represent. And
so in other words, destroy deceptively.
Yes.
That's it. Destroy
that's
wonderfully.
Very good. That's a good interpretation, Joe. But this, you know, all the answers are in the book of God, you know.
Amen.
Thank you,
Joe, for the call. We'll be back with Dr. K in just 3 minutes from now, right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network, www.republicbroadcasting.org. Don't forget to support us right here on board at the network. I'll be right back. I'm Rick Adams.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Our enemies are innovative and resourceful, and so are we. They never stop thinking about new ways to harm our country and our people, and neither do we.
And right from the horse's mouth, there you go. We're back now with Dr. K. And Dr. K, we're going to take another call if you'd like. But,
okay.
You know, one thing I should mention is that you are overseas now, and you're graciously allowing me to handle a few of the books, the copies that we've been distributing, selling, and even giving away of Wrongly Blamed. And we've managed to get out there quite a few hundreds of copies just on this network alone, not to mention other sources.
Right. And everybody needs to have a copy. They need to pour through it. They need to give it a chance. I do recommend the words of Muhammad. I do cover that in there. We get to see some of the prophet's advice, wonderful things there. So that combination is a good start.
Yes, and we'll do that next week. We'll offer a chance for people to call in. We don't have time.
They can have Knowledge House Publishers. Somebody might want to support my work too, and they could go to knowledgehousepublishers.com, and they could order. But anybody that orders... two books, we'll go ahead and email a preliminary copy of the Dr. Paul book about his health freedom reform, and also the bias that's been registered on against him, how we can sort of, you know, bring that out in a clear way, and what his economic policies would do for us.
Very good. Yeah. Well, we'll be doing that all of next week, then. We'll allow people
to just have to take their emails, because if someone does buy a couple books, we need their email address to send them the electric file.
Excellent.
When it's ready.
All right. Yeah. You hear that, Manny. Let's take Carol right now. Carol in Ohio. Not too much time, but Carol, you're on with Dr. K.
Hi, Dr. K.
How are you doing?
I'm doing fine, actually.
That's good.
And I'll tell you what. I do live here in Ohio, and there's a lot of people in Ohio that I talk to. That Democrats and Republicans, and they don't know who they want for president. They're still looking around. They're still watching. They're still listening. We here in Ohio, we know who we want when it comes to Ron Paul. We want Ron Paul, and we're doing
everything
we can. And I'm listening, and you're writing this book, and you said you almost have it finished. Now, does Ron know about this book?
Well, I have informed his son. And his son has said he would like to get some email chapters as soon as possible. I have not talked to Dr. Paul because I don't want to bother him. He's so busy.
Right.
I don't know. I've known of Dr. Paul myself because I knew of the Aaron Russo video, and before that I knew of him, and I know Joyce Riley, and Joyce Riley was telling him to run for president. I knew about all this a long time ago, 2 years ago.
Yes.
But we'll get it to his son.
Okay. Yep. Well, you know, Dr. K and Rick, there's somehow, some way, we have got to get Ron Paul up there on the top tier. And he has to have the respect that this man deserves from this country.
Yes.
You know,
yes, that's right. I campaigned for him in Iowa because I got my family to go out and vote for him, which I've never done this before. So they went out and voted, and they showed up at the caucuses. And I think it helped him. I was able to find out exactly what you're saying. I'm going to give you a secret.
All right.
Never. We're going to win this thing.
I pray so.
Yeah.
For the salvation of America.
That's right. And this is our only chance.
It is.
Finish. 200 years we waited for this.
Yes, we did.
Now, I'm going to give you a secret. Never take anything for granted. Every stone has to be unturned. That's how he's going to get elected.
Yeah, and that echoes what we've been saying all night, every night this week. Thank you very much, Carol. We're out of time. Dr. K, when are we going to do this again? Very soon, I hope.
Well, I think we have to talk about getting our dear doctor elected, Honest Ron.
We got to share some of your words of wisdom about Ron Paul and your book with our listeners and Wrongly Blamed. And next week I'll be doing that. We'll talk again. Dr. K, thank you very much.
You bet.
It's a pleasure. God bless. Keep up the good work. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, have a good weekend. Lord willing, we'll see you Monday night, same time, same network, right here at the Republic Broadcasting Network. Rick Adams, God bless. Good night.
Since 1990.